For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Praise God. I want to welcome you to our last night of the conference. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm already happy, just like Elizabeth felt when Mary approached her. Hallelujah. We already have our guest minister here. Thank you so much for coming. Hallelujah. Wow, I'm really excited. You know, coming close to me, I feel that kind of atmosphere you feel around God. Thank you so much, sir, for coming. Hallelujah. Probably I'm supposed to charge you for 20 minutes before he comes up. And then I don't do that. I'm just like giving you appetizer. I know there are food you eat before the main dish. Are we together? Alright, so quickly we'll just continue now. The theme of our conference has been spreading the kingdom. Hallelujah. Now when you say spreading, it talks about expansion. It talks about doing something big. It talks about advancing in life. Now quickly I'll be charging us on spreading by daring big things. By daring, by attempting big things and by going for big things for the kingdom of God. When you are spreading, you are saying what I have is not enough. What you are saying is the result I have in the kingdom is not enough. The souls I have won are not enough. The experiences and the testimonies I have, they are not enough. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 22 verse 37, praise God. In case I'm fast, don't forget an appetizer. Hallelujah. Matthew 22 verse 7, hallelujah. That was a Jesus said unto him, thou shalt, 22:37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? All thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Now, God is not asking you for part of it, or small of it, hallelujah. God is a God of big things. It's everything or none of it, hallelujah. It is either the best or not the best. Either the largest or not the largest. Now, the first thing I want us to know quickly before we continue is that God will relate with you based on your ideologies and limited insight. If you come to God with a level of understanding, He will relate with you at that level. Bible says, speaking to Moses, He said, I am that I am. He said in Matthew chapter 19 verse 7 to 8, He said, God, but the Bible said that divorce is allowed. Then God said, because of your limited understanding, He asked Moses to allow you to divorce. If you come to God and say you don't believe in taking drugs, God will relate with you like that. If you come to God and say you don't believe in this, God will treat you the way you are. So if you believe in small things, God will relate with you with that kind of mindset. Are we together? Number two is God will grant your heart desire, not His heart desires towards you. God will not do to you what He wants to do, but He will do to you what you want Him to do. Psalms 21 verse 2, the Bible says He has granted my heart desires. Psalms 37. So anything that God will do in your life is not what He wants to do alone, but what you want. So say with me, God will grant my heart desires, not His heart desires. So what is in your heart that God will grant? Hallelujah. Number three is what you never conceive and believe will never happen in your life. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, the Bible says God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly all above all that you can think, ask or imagine. If you have never conceived owning a house, you will pay your grandchildren fees on a rented apartment. If you have never conceived driving, it will never happen. If you have never conceived walking in the supernatural, it will never happen. What you conceive and believe, I was listening to God's servant Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. He said once upon a time, he said he was in Lagos and then he saw the big auditorium and he said one day we'll fill this with people. And they had one experience, the program they called The Experience. And then for 3 days, millions of people stopped that airport. I had God's servant of the Paul and he said that when they were in a renting Sheraton for their ministry, he said, you always envision people in a stadium worshiping and say, everybody go on your knees, let's worship God. He has always envisioned a stadium for a church and God gave him that. What has never entered your mind will never happen. There's a man of God, the camp president currently, if you see always on his table, he says 1 million souls for Christ. 100 million, hallelujah. 100 million souls for Christ. That is what he's envisioning. May you not be envisioning 205. Say amen. Amen. What you never conceive and believe will never happen to you. That's why there are churches that you don't experience miracle. The only testimony you hear that I was 1 year today, glory to the Lord. My daughter added 2 years today, glory to the Lord. Because they don't believe in miracles. They find that we don't
not for testimony, that means you are not expecting a testimony. Is that not true? So if we believe in the supernatural, that is why we expect people to come and testify. We believe that God will encounter you after we prophesy. That will say, come and tell us what God has done. If you conceive anything, it will happen. Hallelujah. Now, big is relative. Small is also relative. How big is your big or how small is your small? To somebody, 5 billion naira is like 5 naira. To somebody, it's like that is a global world saving. That is the greatest asset they can ever have. Is that not true? What may be big to you may be small to somebody. And what may be small to you may be big to somebody. I remember one time I went for one quiz competition. Then I met somebody in the bus. And then I will never forget that encounter. And then he said, how was your exam? I said, my exam was fine. I said, hope you did your best. I said, I gave my best. Then he said something. Hope your best is good enough. Because somebody can write an exam and only answer one question, and that is his best. That is an F. His best is not what? Good enough. Your best has to be the level of 80, 70 to have an A. So your best have to be. So how big is your big? If you are thinking of local jar city, it's a big. You have how many local government? How many local government got you said? So if they go, you are in the capital, Maya Labayada. You are convinced that you are a big star, over 21 local government, Oloma Boro, Ogene, Yagba West, everybody know you. You go to Kota Kavi, you are on billboard. Is that not a good testimony? Somebody else can have Nigeria on his mind, north, south, west, east. Somebody else can have Africa. Somebody else can have 7 continents of the world. So your big is relative. What may be big to you may be small to you. So we must dare something big and make sure your big is big enough. Hallelujah. Every big thing requires a strong foundation. So when you look at what you want to do, and then you weigh it, then you know the foundation you will lay. Hallelujah. There are ways the Bible reveals that God likes big things. Number one is the excellent creation of the tent of Moses in the wilderness. God said, don't build this temple anyhow. He showed them by revelation how it should be built. And then anointed Bezalel and Oholiab. Is that not true? Two people said, this tent cannot be normal. That means you cannot do the things of God shabbily. Come on, hallelujah. Is that not true? God is to tell us that God likes clean things. God likes churches that have glasses. God likes churches that have light. God likes the churches that they sound are good. God likes the churches that they share as a cushion. How do you know that? God likes the churches. God likes the design of the temple reveals to you that God likes big things. Number two is the magnificent temple of Solomon. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28 from verse 11 to 12. You know, I will not be quoting, reading the scripture. I'll be quoting it, hallelujah, because we have the main thing. So I'm just charging us. Praise the Lord. Am I free? Okay. Bible says, all of us know that Solomon was the one that built the temple. Hallelujah. But in 1 Chronicles 28 verse 11 to 12, the Bible told us that he was not the one that designed it. God gave the design to his father. All he did was to build it. So that means God said, I want it to be square feet. I want it to be like this. I want it to be like this. Because the things of God are done in a big way. Come on, hallelujah. Number three is that God desired the whole world to be saved. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 and then 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. God is not desiring only Nigeria to be saved. God is not desiring African alone to be saved. God wants every soul to be saved. Come on, is that not a big dream? Is that not a big thing? To desire that everybody in the world is saved. Things. Come on, hallelujah. So you should not only desire the salvation of your house members, desire the salvation of your whole village. That is why we say everybody in local church must be saved. Until on Sunday morning, nobody is moving on the road. Everybody is in one church or another. We will not rest. On Sunday morning, you don't hear care. If you hear car moving because they are going to a church in town. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Everybody should be in one church or the other. We have enough room. We will multiply the services. If we don't have the space. Until it happens, we will not rest. Until everybody is having morning devotion in the morning. Every room in the compound. We will not rest. So like that the Adebo is saying you have a redeemed member in every house. That is a biblical dream. Very, very correct. Everywhere you go, there might be church close to you. In case you backslide, you are sleeping, you'll be hearing this microphone close to you. Somebody say hallelujah. Is it not a good dream? Everybody must be saved. Including the imam, including the babalawo, including the mamalawo. Everybody must be saved. And I believe that is a big thing by me. Number four is that the Great Commission is a global commission, not a local commission. That tells me God likes big things. He said from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the uttermost part of what? The world. Matthew 28 says, go ye into where? The word did not say go into phase 2. Go into Lokongoma. We can start from here, but we will not end from here. God did not say go to where? Abuja, Port Harcourt, or Lagos. You can start from there, but the aim is the world. From Nigeria, the world are connected. People travel all over the country to come and listen to our fathers in the faith. Because it is possible. God send us to the world. He did not send you to only Yoruba people. He did not send you to only Igbo, only Hausa. He sent you to the world. So you must know that God's mindset is big. It is us that have localized him. And then today you are changing your mind. That your company you want to sow, and then you have refused to make it a very standard company. That is not the plan of God for you. You are planning to only be sowing for old people and local people. There are people that this is a level of sowing, you will not sow for them. What do you know that? If you want to go global, you have to step up. Is that not true? Nobody will come and bring you material of 450,000 naira. And then you will sow it and you don't align with his body. You will not come again. You must build yourself. Be thinking the world. The English you are speaking, one day you will not go anywhere. This English, before this English you are speaking, look at it. If they put you on UN, speak to UN, will you speak it? But here in local church, you can speak it and then everybody shouting, my God, look at that accent, man, shaman. No, that is not, you need to build correct global mindset. Because God sends you to the world. Hallelujah. Anything you are doing, any business should expand to the world. Hallelujah. Another way God showed that he liked big things is that he gave us a blank check to make requests. How many of us have seen a check before? No talk of a blank check. You know, a blank check, like the person will just sign a signature. You know what? I have a check, even though I don't have money in that account anyway. But I just want to open the account. I say, I need a check. How can I say I don't have a checkbook? I'm not going to make that at all. How can I say I don't have checkbook? You should go and open one. It's not expensive. Tell them I want to open current account. You need a referee. I will referee you. Have a check. Be expectant. You cannot be going to bank very soon. Because that is what I expect. What is your problem? 2 million naira. Okay. I'll just try and just pay him without calling. Right behind. Pay him with his BVN. So God gave us a blind check. He said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. That is Psalms 81 verse 10. Ask and it shall be given. If you ask him for Lokoja, he will give you Lokoja. If he asks you for Nigeria, he will give you Nigeria. It's a blank check. What do you want God to do for you? You are asking God for a Corolla, you will write the Corolla. What are you asking God again for? Lord, this is Kekena Pep. Yes, God will give you that one. Hallelujah. If you ask God for what again? Anything you ask him, you ask him for Gary and Granot, he will give you, he will bless you. But that was what you asked. And meanwhile, he can give you a chicken, no? But because you asked for Gary, he'll bless you with what the name of this Gary? Ujebu Gary. And you'll really be blessed. But that was what you asked for. You asked for something, but he will tell the truth, he will give you. Number 6 is Jesus and the apostles went for territories, not just individuals and families. In Matthew chapter 3 from verse 5 to 6, the Bible says the whole region came to Jesus Christ, cities. Acts chapter 16 verse 6, when Jesus Christ was evangelizing, he was not inviting families and individuals, he was inviting territories. Like local Jaffes to Cotton Cabre, everybody around, I heard of John G. Lake, said he was in a city, the city was 13,000 people or 10,000, and then his church attendance on Sunday morning was 13,500. That means the whole city came, and then 500 from other cities came and joined him. So God did not prove priests to individuals, he built priests to cities. Hallelujah. And we will do it in Jesus' name. Paul will travel for our conferences soon. Outside the country, they will come because we are not only here. We are going for the whole territory. When we are having program everywhere, we know the program is happening. Not by billboard, but the atmosphere will tell it. When Benin came to Nigeria, it was like a national anthem. Everybody was aware. Everybody was aware. There are people that when they are around, you know they are in town. Because they go their whole territory, every day must go on sabbatical first. There are people that when they are around, you cannot operate. So we are going for territory. That's why we are going for local Janko this stage. And then the territory must be subdued in the name of Jesus. joining trade with the fathers in this land, we must subdue the city. Another way God likes this thing is that by taking the best and the most valuable part of all our increase. The Bible asks us of first fruit, not last fruit. Exodus 23 verse 16, is that correct? The Bible asks us of the first 10%, not the last 10%. Before you spend your salary, you must give your tithe. That is to tell us that God likes the best. When you cook your meal, you give the... I remember my mom that time. When she cooked, normally when you finish cooking, you put leaves on top. That is vegetable, is that not correct? And then you spray fish on top. When she finished cooking, my father had a special cooler. She would like all the leaf and the fish, but when I was small, I didn't understand. I'll be angry. I say, oh, you don't need it. Are we not children? Say, you can go places. Us is after is a husband. Hallelujah. But that's the best. And then I will also do it for my children in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. The best part of the dish must be my own. The best part. Say amen. Yes. God like the best. The best part of your 100% belongs to God. Not the last. He said the first harvest. Don't need to tell me God like big things. God is demanding our youthful service, not our old age struggle. He said in Lamentation 3:27, he said, it is good that a man bears his yoke in where? In his youth. Now that you can carry chair, come and join ushering department. Now that you are fine, and when you stand, guys would like to come to church. When Pastor Ming was saying after the first service, that we have a lot of ladies in church. I said, that's a good thing. That is a very, very good thing. Because guys will come and see fine girls in church. You don't know. Is that not true? Now that you are fine, be in church. Not when everybody, that everything is down, and then you are not fine. It is God is expected to serve him when we are young. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12:1, we said that serve the Lord in your youth. Now you can pray for 6 hours, shakabala, with energy, fast for 3 days. When you reach 60, you may not be able to do it. Now you can evangelize back to back and not break down. If there is an age, you will not be able to do that. Now you can multitask. Your brain is active. There is an age. By the time you have 3 children crying in the house, and then you have administration, then you know you need a nanny. But now that you are not married, you can prepare. You can read all the books. No, you can drop any WhatsApp call. It's not your husband. No, my wife cannot do what she wants to do. Is that not true? When I say, hey, I want to talk with you in the parlor. 3 days ago, she was sleeping around 11 after the conference. I said, please, I want to talk to you. Yeah, please, that's I want to gist. No, I want to gist. Because you have been in school since. So when she woke up, we gisted with the other one. The next thing she was begging me, please, because she's married. Now she cannot sleep when she wants to sleep. When I want her to talk, she must talk to me. No, that is the, I'm really serious. Before you are married, she can say tomorrow and even drop the call. I don't have the authority to say you must talk to me. But now I have the biblical scriptural authority. That is why now that you are young, do what you must do now. Serve God. God desires the best. No, that is why when I say, when you say an old person, always serious in church, he didn't serve God when he was young. Because when you serve God when you are young, you see young guys serving God. I say, I will remember those days. One day I went to dinner mission, and then there were some students from FUL. They were upstairs. You know the way campus students used to pray? Shaman yabayaga, labayaga. I just look at them, I smile, I say, I did this thing. I am not intimidated, I did it. But if I didn't do it, I say, because that is the way students are. They will want to, if it is not charismatic, God is not hearing. If we are not loud, God is not hearing. If we are not holding us and join us together, it is not moving. So, you know, I don't miss it because I did it. If I didn't do it, I would say, I wish when I was like them. Now that you are young, choose to do big things because things really grow. You start early, I remember when I was 20 years when I listened to Bishop Edebo's message and everybody should listen to it. Timely discovery for tracking accomplishment. Say, if by 20 you have not discovered your purpose, you are already far behind. You are what? Far behind. Now you know your age. And then he's saying, God, show me your purpose. Now if you are already 30, you have not discovered, and then you'll be working in the government and retire by 55. And then they are already discussing to reduce the age. Let's say retire by 40. When will you make 1 billion naira in this country? Hallelujah. Now, why must you dare big things and then we close? You are God's image and likeness. The Bible says he makes us in his image and likeness and we must be big. God's assignments are never small and microscopic. The bigger your loan, the bigger your reach and access. The great church, Living Faith Church, has branches all over the country. If God's servant Bishop Wedebo is coming to this country, he will have people that will receive him. Is that not true? If he's going to Kenya, he will have people. He has his prayer, so his reach is bigger. The bigger you are, the bigger. You see, Well, that is why they can do mighty things, because their reach is bigger. When you are bigger, your reach will be bigger. When you have branches, a lot of things will begin to happen. I remember when I was NCC of those days, hallelujah. Remember, 70% of the money used to come from the zones. If we depend only on the same money, there will not be money. Now, because we have a lot of places money is coming from, now you can do big things. So the bigger things you do, the bigger your reach. The bigger you grow, the bigger things you can do. Hallelujah. The Bible says, occupy till I come. God has given us space to occupy and to be in charge, and you will be in charge in Jesus' name. When you do big things, you will bring God glory. You know, the Bible says we are the salt and the light of where? Of where? The world and the earth. Not phase two. Not Lokongoma. Not Lokoja. Not where again? Not Port Harcourt. Not Abuja. The world. Hallelujah. We are the light. We are supposed to shine. Somebody should be in Mexico listening to your message today. Yesterday night around 1, I was listening to Bishop Tudor Bismarck. He's from Zimbabwe, preaching at the Porter's house. I downloaded the message yesterday in the afternoon because I had to listen to it in the night. He was preaching, and he was in Zimbabwe. I'm here in Nigeria listening to his message. Somebody should be able to be playing your song in Mexico one day. Somebody should be able to play your song in China. Somebody should be able to be playing our message in where? Where? Korea. That is, you are blessed. Korea, North Korea, South Korea. I thought somebody said Burkina Faso. We are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Because Burkina Faso is still in Africa. Yes. And then we will shine. And I declare over your life, you will be global. Your light will shine and will not be covered. When you know your purpose and you go for your purpose, you will be big. If I leave ministry today and go and practice chemical engineering, I will never become anything serious in life. That's the truth. I cannot even remember single simulation. Even my project now, you give me, I can't defend it again. Because that is not my place. My destiny will only shine in ministry. That is me. God told me, go to the ministry full time. If I do anything else, I know it will not work. This is where my light is. So where your light is, stay there and shine. Remember the man of God taught us this morning on supporting on how to greet, and then the man of God showed us with us yesterday on unity. Anywhere you are, be good. I can never sing like Minister Ima. I don't want to sing like him. Why should I want to sing like him? He is good with his singing. I am good with my preaching. He will never preach like me. Yes. And I cannot sing like him, and I'm not intimidated. Just imagine me releasing the album. I know that's a level, but no. I can sing, but not like this. Because that is not my purpose. If your purpose is business, don't be struggling with the mic. Be behind and support and be in the business world. You will reach the world there. Your branches, you will begin to multiply and you will be big. You don't have to be in church to be big. Now, I know a few of us here are into the ministry. That means you're into businesses. There, know your purpose and stay there. Renew your mind. All this local mentality and local mindset must change. Begin to step up your game. Hallelujah. Renew your mind. Read books. Stop watching your movies and Nigerian movies, African movies, all these love stories. Your mindset is being corrupted. The love you see there is not real. Bringing breakfast on bed and you are seeing the house is window glass and the bed is cushy. How many guys will you marry that have that ability today? Renew your mind with reality. Listen to big men that will change your mindset. Hallelujah. When I started ministry, there were people I listened to. I was mentored into ministry by Dr. Paul Enetche and Pastor Selman. I learned from them how to start small. They say, what you don't have, don't borrow. If you don't have it, what? Don't borrow. They say they will borrow an instrument. I say, thank you very much. Thank you. Because I can borrow an instrument and then they'll call me after service. I'm money, Pastor. What I don't have, I don't struggle. Hallelujah. I learned that way. I renew my mind. Members are people that want to start and then they have sound. They want to start and have leather chair. I wouldn't have bought the chair then because of this pastor. They forced me to say, let's buy it. You know me? Plastic, we can sit down here. There are people that I had one of us here was telling me of young pastors resigning from a very great denomination that if you resign from there, you should be mad. And they said that they are going to another place where they will have them cushion chair. When you are starting, you have cushion chair. The mic is like this. Because this mic is good like this. Do you know where we started from? We didn't mean it. I was here for 1 year, one solid year. That keyboard. What is my size? Mike. I didn't even think about it. We will breathe and sweat yet. But then today is a ghost story. I learned, renew your all this, I must marry somebody that have this kind of thing. You will not go far. If Mommy Becky had a thought like that, she will not be where she is today. Are we together? So renew your mind. Think big. Because big things always start small. Always. There is a level that you will start, you will not go far. Start from the scratch. Build your faith and believe God for the mega things. Hallelujah. Build your faith. Believe that it is possible to be mega. Believe that you can receive money in Forex. Believe that you can fly out of this country. Begin to believe that you need, as a sign that you believe, you begin to research about airport. How much do it take to get a visa? How many of you understand what I'm talking about at all? So like I told you, when I opened a current account, when I didn't have money, I believe that money will come. Is that not true? I opened a dollar account when I've not seen my face. I've never seen dollar before in my life. I opened dollar account. Because I believe dollar will come. My first driving license have expired. I did it 5 years. I renewed it November last year. I don't have a car yet. Why? Because very soon, because I want when the car arrives, next day I'm driving. Not to go and be looking for driving license. Is that not good? It's in my drawer today. I can show you. I just in November, that is 15,000. I am ready for car because I expect it. I have a car today, I'm driving it tomorrow and I have the papers. So prepare yourself, build your faith. Believe that it can happen. Believe that you can be global. Hallelujah. And then go for the best. Refuse mediocrity. Don't want things. Anything that is not the best, don't want it. Anything that is not the best, don't. One of the good things I like is I have pastors around me that meet Apostle Ebenezer. We like good things. All of us like good things. When we go to eat, we want a good restaurant. We want the place to be clean. Hallelujah. Even though we want cheap money anyway, but we want the place to be good. We want good money. When we want things to be good. We want things to be top class. Because if the best is not available, we create it. If the best is not available, we what? Go for the best. I remember my wife went to school. She said that, let me show you. So show me the kind of grade you want to have. She was doing 7 courses and then she wrote B in one. And then she wrote C. I said, what do you mean by C and B in one? She said that the course is very, very difficult. I said, you cannot be marrying me and be bringing C to this house. Hey, you must have an A. Is that not true? And then it happened. A is parallel. No, not parallel. That was B. But she had the A's. If you don't want the best, you'll not have it. You go to class aiming first one. I promise you, I'm not prophesying, but if it happens, you have a 2-2. I mean, what happened to us? You went with a man of 2-1. If you go with first class, you may learn in 2-1. But if you go with a man of 2-1, you will learn in 2-2 on that class. And then you begin to bring slow girl like, it's not good, you play match with the school, it's good, we go 2-2. That's the meaning of 2-2. Like, the school call you to score to his balance. That is mediocrity mindset. Say, is it by first class? If I first class, oh, it is by what? There is computer level of screening. When people submit CV. That means the computer automatically will run the program. This is the way it is. First class this way. Anything first class this way. That is, I don't know computer science, but I do some more programming 200 level. That is the way if it's coming, if it's A, like this, if it's not B, throw away. So when you submit your CV, that is a computer level of screening, if you're looking for first class, it will not even pass that stage. Do you understand me now? So go for the best, and then it will happen. For this church, we are going for all the souls in this city, and they must be saved. We are going for all the tribes, Ibira, Oku, Igala, what again? All the migrants like us to this state. Everyone must be saved. We are going for the city, we are going for Nigeria, we are going for the war. God will not give us everybody, but there are people he gave us. And then we must reach them. And then for you to, I prophesy, you go global. In the name of Jesus. And as I shout you, as we leave this meeting, attempt great things. Attempt what? The next thing you will do, plan it to be big. The next program, make it, if you are having a concert, think of inviting Hunat and Ebasi. Make the attempt, let them decline it. At least you know how to reach big men now. Is that not true? The way I know how to invite men of God was the first time I invited Apostle Selman. That was the first time I know how to invite men of God. When you send them invite, they will send you the format. Follow this format to invite him. Then when you send the format, they will send you a reply. Send out the hotel, send out everything. Then that was when I learned how to invite men of God. And then you give them a protocol to be talking to the man of God so you'll not be disturbing me. And then the way to respect me. I learned it like that. By inviting big people. So next thing you want to do, think of it big. You want to move in the supernatural, you don't be thinking of only headache, and then I was feeling pain here, it was gone. Think of one day, like Pastor Chris, you have to use what's atmosphere of miracle. You know you have to be bold to call see people like that. What is your problem? I'm blind now. And that is, you can see it, not that it was done before, and then life like this. I am thinking of that kind of a thing. I want that kind of miracle. That you will sit down and say, stand up, like real sickness. And then it will happen for you in Jesus' name. I prophesy over you that you will be big and you will do big things. As we spread the kingdom of God, we will do mighty things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.